All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, June 8th, 2024 is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Kim Van Brimmer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Oh God, we come before you with gratitude. We thank you for creating each of us in this room, every person we meet, every citizen and visitor and worker of this city in your own image, with dignity and infinite worth. We thank you for the calling you have given every one of us to be good stewards of your creation, to love our neighbors as ourselves. I thank you tonight, God, for these, your servants, our mayor, our city staff, all of our first responders, our lifeguards, every single person who touches the heart of this city and all of the people in it, and of course, our city council members. I give thanks for the way of service they have chosen to take up on behalf of all of us here. We pray for wisdom, for strength, for courage to do what is right and good for all citizens. May we put the interests of others above our own. May we act with love for the common good. May we be good neighbors, recognizing your image in every person here. Grant us clarity of mind and a spirit of cooperation as we deliberate on the issues before us. Help us to listen with open hearts and to speak with kindness and respect for one another. May our decisions be guided by fairness, compassion, and a deep commitment to the common good. We ask for your blessing on our city and its residents and visitors. Protect those who are vulnerable, support those who are in need, and as we go into the holiday tomorrow, inspire all of us to work toward a future that reflects justice, peace, and unity, to work tirelessly for a world where all people are treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their race or background. Keep us all safe in the hot days ahead with the Gulf and the red flags and all of our visitors. We pray that you will keep your hand upon us. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Considering previous minutes. Work session, council meeting, committee of the whole, 5-7-24. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any objections to the, any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Okay, any announcements? Okay. All right, then we're going to recognize our special guest tonight. Where is he?
To the left.
There he is.
Yes.
So, this gentleman is a resident of Orange Beach, business professional and healing practitioner here in town, and is somebody we're very proud of, Dr. Ryan Forbes. And I don't think I'm going to say anything but let you tell you the story. Would that be all right?
Come on down, Dr. Forbes.
It was a 20-foot man-eater.
And let me say, it is a great story, and most of you have heard this story about Dr. Ryan and an adventure that he was on a few weeks back down in Florida. Go ahead, Doc.
I guess it was an adventure. It was, you know, kind of a terrifying adventure for a little bit, but I was on vacation last week and a half ago, and me and a good buddy, we've known each other for 20 years. He's a physician in Jackson, Mississippi, and me and him in vacation, in our family's vacation every year. And so we were just on a regular vacation, just regular day of on the beach. We were on that area, you know, Seacrest, Rosemary Beach area, 30A, and you know, it was a kind of a, it was actually a perfect, beautiful day. You know, it was, you know, the waves weren't too big, and my kids were acting okay, so it was good. You know?
Good day.
We were there, and me and my son, Reed, were boogie boarding, you know, and then my other son was kind of floating around, and then my daughter was on the beach playing with her Barbies, and so all of a sudden, me and Dr. Ali, we saw this, you know, kind of ruckus and thing going on. We thought someone saw a shark. You know, sometimes you have that and everything. So someone saw a shark. So we grabbed our kids and just kind of ran up to the beach. And as we were kind of running up to the beach, we looked over and saw, you know, blood in the water, a significant amount. And so at that point, you know, I handed my son to my wife and watched the kids. And Dr. Ali gave his daughter to his wife. And we ran over. And at that point, it was, you know, kind of we just trying to help. It was pretty severe damage to her leg and her left hand and right leg. But we were able, by the grace of God, to help stop the bleeding, got tourniquets going. Kind of having an assembly there as me and Dr. Lee were working on it. We had a guy that was, hey, I'm an EMT, can I help? I was like, yes, let's get tourniquets. We had an ER nurse, I think one was a trauma nurse, that was sitting there with the patient, assessing her vitals as far as checking her pulse rate. I even had an anesthesiologist. She says, hey guys, if you need an airway, let me know. And so we were there to help her, you know, and she was kind of going in and out of consciousness. And, you know, her mom and her sister, you know, came up and they were terrified, which everybody was terrified at that point. You know, of course, minutes, you know, seems like hours, you know, in a trauma, and seconds seems like forever. So, but we were able to get her up on, and the EMTs, they were great, got it there. The beach crew was there. We were able to get her, you know, boarded and get her up on the thing. And, you know, Dr. Ali was able to, you know, definitely put pressure on the femoral artery to help as we're getting the tourniquets and get it transferred. So, and then we got her, you know, got her moving on the beach, and then it was kind of a, you know, solemn moment because everybody on the beach was terrified, and, you know, anytime to see that type of trauma like that. I mean, I've lived in, you know, I used to live in Hawaii. I lived in the Cayman Islands. I lived in Miami. I've lived in tons of areas. I feel like I lived half my life on the beach, but I've never seen a shark attack. And so even for me and my family, we were that. And so everybody on the beach just kind of bowed her head and prayed that she made it.
Amen.
And she did. And then it's kind of a crazy story is, so that was on Friday, and then I checking in my with the office manager, Sherry, as I do when I'm on vacation, like, is any calls, anybody got any messages? And she's like, so how's your vacation? I was like, well, it's been kind of crazy, you know? And she's like, what happened? I was like, well, there was a shark bite on the beach. She goes, oh, yeah, I was, you know, that. I was like, yeah, me and Dr. Lee had to help. She goes, that was you guys? I was like, yeah, that was us. She's like, oh, my God. And I was like, and I said, I, you know, because we did, at that point didn't know where they knew they were going to lifelight the patient, but we didn't know the closest trauma center, what was going to be, you know, where they're going to do at Fort Walton or where they're going to do Pensacola. And then I talked to Sherry, and she goes, oh, my God, they sent her to Pensacola. I'm actually having dinner across the street. And so she was able to go to walk, you know, go across the street to Sacred Heart and, you know, tell the people at ER, say Dr. Forbes and Dr. Lee were the two doctors that helped with this patient. They really want to know, see how she's doing, because we were kind of, you know, at that point ourselves a little traumatic, like really hope she made it. And then they called us. Well, Sherry was able to talk to the mother, and of course she was very heartfelt and said thank you so much for all that. And it was, you know, sometimes in medicine you don't get a true chance to get that thank you right away or whatever, but whew, man, that was good. But not even for that, but it was here great to hear that she survived and that she was coming out of surgery. And so it was really nice for me and Dr. Ali to talk to her mom about that. And then on Tuesday, Dr. Ali had, you know, he had to go back to Jackson. But on Tuesday, I kind of wait for the, you know, I guess Fox is here, so the media to calm down. I want to kind of visit with the family once everything was kind of going on. But we came up, me and my wife went to visit her, and she's doing great. Lulu's a special girl, and I have no doubt God is meant for her to be here. So, but anyway, we FaceTimed her with Dr. Ali because he wanted to see how she was doing. And her mom was telling me, I guess, the story, like when she woke up, she's like, I made it, you know, so she's got a great mom. She has a really great disposition on everything. And then, and like I said, I think she wants to be a doctor. So it's kind of cool. So that's kind of my story on that.
Awesome.
And so, you know, it's kind of, like I said, it's been kind of a life-changing a little bit on some things because, you know, I start thinking about, like, me and my family were just 30 yards away from that incident. And
right.
I'm just thinking, God, that, but I'm also thanking God that kind of put us there at the right time and right place.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. We are so proud of you.
So.
And thank you. Thank you for running to her instead of running for help. You were the help, and I yep. know that God placed you there for the reason.
Well, thank you.
You know, Doc, I was in Nashville that weekend on my way to St. Louis, and I saw it Saturday on news clip in the hotel. And then late Saturday night, I saw that it was you. And the friends we were with, I said, that's our doctor from hometown. That's just the way things are. Yes, very traumatic. And I think it was God's path to have you folks there with the tourniquets and doing what you needed
yes.
to do.
Amen.
Because it could have turned the other way, and we won't talk about that.
No.
But I think it was God's path to say, we need you, and thank you. Thank you for that. That young lady there yeah. and her family, and she's still here. She's yeah. a survivor. You yeah. know that.
And she's got a strong and, she's got a strong spirit. So I got to say, she has a will to live. She is
exactly.
she's a strong girl, and I'm looking forward to seeing how she does in her future. I think she's got a bright future despite this trauma.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
What a blessing.
So. The story I got was there was a shark attack in Orange Beach, and one of your doctors was badly injured.
Uh-huh. So,
well, I hope not.
Okay, so yeah. you can see how quickly it turned
Somebody out. Was reading it out loud yeah. in the car. There were like six of us, and we were passing your old office with the sign, and they said Dr. Ryan Forbes, and I went, shut the front door. And like, there's a sign right there. I said, there's no way. And then yeah. they said, well, it was Rosemary Beach. You were on vacation. And it started making some sense. But, man, it hit the waves fast and yeah. went international. So, it's you know, we're grateful. We're grateful for you and yeah. grateful for how you represent our city and just what you do for our city. So.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I think, you know, I was just – not just me, it was a whole team of us, just like anything. I mean, it's kind of like a team effort, and I think that kind of God just assembled a team right there to help with that, because I think, you know, with every second mattered, and so I think in that, thank you very much, but like I said, I think it was more God's will than us, so.
Yeah. It was divine intervention, no doubt.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
so. Glad you're
we appreciate you, and we have a City of Orange Beach certificate of recognition we'd like to give to you, and let you know how much we appreciate you.
Thank
and,
you.
And the effort. So, if that's okay with you.
Yes,
and,
okay with me. Thank you.
Picture. You ready? All right, let's do that. Let's get a picture.
You want to do it up here?
Oh, you may go up here.
Well, first off, I think I'm supposed to read it.
Yes. Unless you're supposed to read it.
I know,
that would be a good
procedure.
Idea.
I'll wait. I don't know.
I told her to pull in bullet points, but they didn't. All right, whereas Dr. Forbes grew up in McKinsey, Tennessee, received his undergraduate degree from University of Tennessee. He pursued his medical degree from St. Matthew's University School of Medicine in the Grand Cayman, completed his residency at the University of Oklahoma, where he was chief resident, and whereas he began working for South Baldwin Medical Center in 2015, became their chief of medicine the following year, and whereas Dr. Forbes and his family first drawn to Orange Beach community after their very first visit, moving to Orange Beach in 2016, making it their forever home, and whereas Dr. Forbes opened his own practice, Orange Beach Family Medicine, 2022. And whereas while on his annual vacation, Rosemary Beach, Florida, Dr. Forbes and his best friend, Dr. Muhammad Ali, were in the Gulf of Mexico with their children on Friday, June the 7th, when nearby a teenage girl suffered life-threatening injuries from a shark attack. And whereas, seeing the severity of the situations, both doctors as well as other medical professionals on vacation, including an EMT and ER nurse, spring into action, put their expertise to work to save the young woman's life. Whereas, while she is still on a long road to recovery ahead, the 15-year-old girl is healing, thanks to the actions of Dr. Forbes, Dr. Ali, and others. And now, therefore, on behalf of the Mayor and Council, we honor and recognize Dr. Ryan Forbes for assisting in the heroic effort in saving the young lady's life. We and the City of Orange Beach community are forever grateful for this selfless action. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on up here, Ryan.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're the tall guy. No, I'm the short guy. I've always been the guy. Like, baseball, guy. Football, sure. Like, no, I'm that guy. I'm always the guy. Get on your knee. You're the short guy.
Thank you.
Love it, Rob. Appreciate you.
Yes, got my beautiful wife Toni right here. And her, she's trying to hide.
Toni's
Toni. Toni. And I have my 5-year-old daughter Scarlett.
Hey, hey Scarlett.
Scarlett.
And then I got my 7-year-old son Knox. Say hi, Knox.
Hi.
Hi.
And then I got my 8-year-old son Reed.
Hi. Thank you for coming.
Good say thank you.
It was so great hearing their voices when we were saluting. I could hear them up here.
Oh, no,
no,
it was beautiful.
Adorable. It was is that the Barbie that was with you on the beach? It is?
Well, I don't know.
If that's...
Oh, it was the new Barbie.
Gotcha.
All right.
Good stuff.
And I want to thank Mr. Scott Hardy and Ms. Sue Hardy because they're the ones that brought it to my attention and made the suggestion. So thank you. It was a great idea that we make this recognition or have this recognition. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not the one who told me the wrong story, but I was out of town. That's why I got it 15th year or so. And as our gift to you, Dr. Formus, you do not have to stay for the meeting.
Thank you.
Right, thank buddy. You for see coming you. In.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fox
you,
10,
Terry.
You got to stay. So you can't see it. Oh, you can't go.
So you're like, nope.
All right, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Proclamation, you got that?
All right. Whereas parks and recreation is an integral part of communities throughout this country, including the city of Orange Beach, and whereas parks and recreation promotes health and wellness, improving the physical and mental health of people who live near parks and recreational facilities, whereas parks and recreation enhances quality of life, promotes balanced living and lifelong learning, helps people live happier and longer, develops skills and positive self-image in children and youth, inspires creativity, and builds healthy bodies and positive lifestyles. Whereas parks and recreation encourages physical activities by providing space and facilities for fitness, popular sports, courts, swimming pools, museums, playgrounds, community programs, and many other activities designed to promote healthy, active lifestyles. And whereas park and recreation build family unity and social capital, strengthens volunteer and community development, enhances social interaction, creates community pride and vitality. Whereas the U.S. House of Representatives has delegated July as Parks and Recreation Month, whereas Orange Beach, Alabama recognizes the benefits derived from parks and recreation resources. Now therefore be it proclaimed by the City of Orange Beach, City Council and Mayor that July 2024 is Parks and Recreation Month in Orange Beach, Alabama, and residents and visitors alike are encouraged to celebrate by visiting an Orange Beach Parks and Recreation facility or participating in a program.
Yay!
Thank you.
Give this to Nicole.
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 Sure. So, I'll try that.
July is Parks and Recreation Month, and it's an opportunity just to highlight the public servants that we are as public parks and recreation professionals. And so you'll start to see we're going to put together some special events and things like that, just showcase all the different things that we offer the community for parks and recreation. So be on the lookout on our social media.
Thank you.
Nicole. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
And thank you for cardio tennis, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of Amendment 3, subaward grant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation for the Restore Act funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation Education Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business, miscellaneous approval of special retail liquor license application, Barometer Tiki Bar, LLC for Barometer Tiki and Raw Bar, Canal Road.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions, resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Board of Education, support city school operations, $6,945,840.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Miracle League Coastal Alabama in the amount of $42,850 to match donations for the purpose of building a regional complex in Summerdale.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to raise funds for the Baldwin County Child Advocacy Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of agreement, University of Alabama, collaboration on a research project titled Project Freedom South, sponsored by Alabama Department of Mental Health.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle. State bid, Stivers Ford, $37,958.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a marina slip license agreement, Pelicans Perch Marina and Boatyard.
Move to postpone consideration for the next meeting on June 18th. This is it.
Second.
Oh, sorry, July 2nd.
July 2nd. Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Grace Stanton, theatrical performance direction of Alice in Wonderland, Jr.?
Junior. Yes.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Catherine Kit Alexander, provide planning, zoning, engineering, consultation services for the Community Development Department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Sally Wyrick, water aerobics at the Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of right-of-way use franchise, Unity Fiber Gulf Company, LLC.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, our public hearing has been canceled, withdrawn by the applicant. Ordinances, first reading, ordinance repealing section 70-42, the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach, entitled U-Turns.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules and allow the immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. What are we clarifying this U-turn?
Go ahead.
Repealing it.
Repealing.
Because we do have U-turns now.
That's right. Thank you.
We used to not.
We used to not. And you're good with that.
Those were the good
days. Because I've seen some.
Those were the good days, yeah.
I've made some. Thank you.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
You bet.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adjourn.
So moved.
You have second. A second? Joni, you trying to take over? You got a second? We did have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned, and now moving to our Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kenney.
Here. Consideration of previous minutes for regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 6-4-24. Those will be moved forward for review. Under new business miscellaneous, discuss NeoGovGov software proposal for HR. Discuss ratifying acts, clarifying terms for the library board. Discuss variances on the board of adjustment. Okay, that's a lot of discussion. Do we need to discuss all that? No, we already know.
I think we already did.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why the NeoGov was a discussion was I just didn't have the pricing in hand, but that will be on for the next agenda. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Resolutions. Resolution establishing fees for the Orange Beach Swim Team Program. Resolution authorizing execution of a ground lease with Auburn University for Gulf Coast Engineering Research Station. Resolution amending the fiscal year 2024 budget to reallocate funds. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a passenger shuttle for Coastal Resources Department through General Services Administration contract, Gator Moto Utility Vehicles, and more, $26,516.17. Public hearing, 7-16-24, Abbey Road, PUD. Public hearing, Spring Hill Suites, PUD modification, buffer screening, roof features, 7-16-24. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We're good.
One question, Mayor. Philip, are you still here? The research station, have they changed? I mean, we got to see the proposed building, et cetera. Have they changed anything, or it's all just moving forward? And
they're just getting estimates from an independent estimator.
Tell them to double it.
Yeah.
Tell them to double it.
What are we thinking of? When is it thought to begin construction? Or do you know? Nicole, do you know? And it's probably a very silly question.
Let me walk up here to say, I don't know. there are some budget challenges, and there may have to be some value engineering done, something that I think we need to talk about. I don't think we could probably look for before the first of the year that it could actually come out of the ground.
Okay.
So just last Thursday they finished. They've got 100% plans finished. They did an in-house estimation of the cost. Now they've gone outside to get an independent estimate, and that just happened last Thursday.
Okay.
So
what's the shortfall, do we know roughly? Okay. No, don't speak. If you don't give me a wrong number, I'm good with it, because probably change next week anyway. So
thank you, Philip.
Thank you Philip.
And how much do we pay you?
Go ahead. Ford Hanley, finance director on this one. I did want to touch base just on the budget amendment overall. One of the issues we had was we accounted for the school capital, but I missed that line when we put it in there, and it was a big line. So we added that in, and one of the things that we did is we reduced our capital outlay for this year by $6.4 million and then increased our operating by about $1.3, reallocating funds for a lot of our security upgrades citywide and some other some other equipment purchases that we needed. So just wanted to lay that out there. But everything overall looks good so far this year, and our apartments so far, knock on wood, are doing a good job, and I expect them to continue to do that throughout the year.
Do you want to give a quick update on the finance department move? And
But clarify, all that's accounting mumbo jumbo.
Correct.
But the same money's in the bank, right?
Correct. Okay. Everything's good.
That's all I know.
Yeah. Everything that you've looked at from the previous budget to now, everything's good. This is more of an accounting Scrivener's error, I'd like to call it. Okay. For the finance department, we have half of us have moved to the new building behind City Hall. Starting next Wednesday, we should have the entire finance department over there. We are going to, there is going to be another day where we're going to have to close the parking lot in the back to reseal and restripe the parking lot. And so we appreciate everybody's patience. I know it's been difficult. We're trying to work out two different buildings right now. And so I do apologize to the public as they're coming to one building that they've been to forever and looking for finance. But we are now in the back. And we're working on some wayfinding signs to permanently come in that'll lay that out. And we'll hope to have a groundbreaking probably in August or so once we get furniture and everything. Some of us are still working on plastic tables and all that. But we will have a covered drive-through like we've had before and still function hopefully in a more efficient way in the near future.
Great.
We appreciate
it. Thank you for the update.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else? Anybody in the audience? All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.